this meeting to order. Special call, council meeting Friday, March 20th, 2020. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Costa?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Penn?
Here. Entertaining motion, considering today's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, moving to new business under resolution, a resolution declaring an emergency affecting public health, safety, and convenience due to the COVID-19 virus.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. So we are doing this strictly for financial reasons, am I correct? Ken? This is strictly a financial declaration for federal funding reimbursement?
Yes, sir. For the most part, as well as for public safety and any additional resources that we expend related to the precautionary measures, should public assistance or such come available at the federal or state level to reimburse?
Mayor?
Yes, sir.
We do have a typo.
I think it's on the next one. That's going to be on the next item.
I know, but I'm very okay. Go to the next item, so I want to clarify moving forward. City of Gulf Shores, and look down at B on section 38-2. We can clarify that before or in the motion.
38-2?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Not a problem.
We are attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Thank you, Mayor.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Moving ordinances. First reading, ordinance amending Chapter 38 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Orange Beach, Alabama, to prohibit violation of an order of state health officer applicable within the City of Orange Beach or its police jurisdiction and to prescribe penalties for violations.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yeah.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Penn?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Okay, discussion. Sounds very ominous, but I think it's common sense will prevail. I don't think we're going to be have storm troopers on the beach or on the roads, but it is necessary that we take this step.
And
I agree.
For the people that are watching live stream, just to reiterate that we are taking this step as we would in a situation of a hurricane or an emergency or some type of disaster, that if federal funds are to come available in the future, we have to take this step to start from this day forward to be able to be eligible for those under a national emergency. So just please understand that we're doing this to preserve ourselves and our city for the future. This is not to scare anyone or to put anybody in fear. We encourage just that you stay calm, you stay safe, and that you be wise while this virus is here. And luckily so far, we still only have one case in Baldwin County, but I think we still need to all be prudent and be wise. I did talk to a gentleman this morning in Spain. He lives in a rural city in Spain, and he said that they are in lockdown, but their grocery stores, their pharmacies are still open, and that people are allowed to move about. And he said that if you do get pulled over, you just have the justification that why you're going to the store or why you're going to the pharmacy. But he said life is pretty much normal and safe. They did it because of their major cities like Barcelona that have millions of people, that they had to make a decision, but they had to do it countrywide. But he was in good spirits, and it was really an interesting phone call.
I agree, Jeff. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, hopefully we don't have to go that far.
Right.
I hope so.
And I pray that we don't.
Amen.
There's a lot of information coming out. With the increased testing for the state of Alabama, there'll be a lot of new numbers, a lot of increased cases. That can be good or that can be bad. It depends on what the death rates do, what the statistically, what percentage of the positives have require ICU admissions, require intensive care such as a ventilator. So I've tried to do a lot of research the last 2 days talking with the state. So the scenario here, because I wanted to understand what is the difference from the traditional flu that killed 61,000 people in 2018 in this virus. And I was talking with Jason Dykin over at Gulf Shores, who's a medical doctor, and he's a wealth of knowledge. And the concern is with the percentage of ICU admissions and intensive care treatment necessary, and that it would quickly overwhelm the number of beds in the country. But right here in Baldwin County, the concern with the beaches being open was with 100,000 people or more on the island, if it presented the worst case scenario with that high percentage of admissions to ICU, we couldn't handle it.
Right.
With a normal population of Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, Foley, we could handle it. So I understand the rationale behind closing the beaches. The timing, I think that's a matter for debate, whether the nuclear option was ready for today or next week, but I don't think there's a right or wrong answer. And for the governor to err on the side of caution, I think, was prudent. And we could never hold that against her. It is going to devastate our economy for the short term. But if it all works out in the best case scenario, it is a short term pain and we get back to normal and have a rebound
for
economy. And we have a great summer. And that's what we're all hoping for, praying for.
That's
so
right.
I thought I'd just comment on why the beach closure came about, the reasoning behind it, and what the difference is between this virus, which seems to be much more contagious, don't know yet for sure because we don't have enough numbers, but it seems to be more contagious, it mutates, and requires much more intensive treatment. So I think that justifies.
Can I clarify one other thing, too?
Sure.
On Facebook, there was a lot of posts about that people were being forced to leave. That came from one condo association. And I talked to Bill Brett about 10:30 this morning. And they made the decision as a company with all of their Phoenixes because in a confined space where people couldn't go to the beaches, it put the people in their condos in their pools, in their hot tubs, which is a Petri dish, crammed into their elevators, into their lobby spaces. And they felt that it was a prudent decision to be safe and to be cautionary to try to prevent the spread of the virus. And when you start to contain that many people for long, there's just so much activity and they get rambunctious. And it was just a wise choice on their behalf for the Phoenixes to say, if you're not a property owner, we're asking you to depart. So just to make clear that it was the Phoenixes and Brett Robinson who put that letter out. No one forced them to do it. They did it as a judgment in their own company.
And Joni, I believe the Perdido Beach Resort made that same.
Absolutely. Perdido Beach Resort is closing on Saturday for 3 to 4 weeks. And guests are checking out now as we speak.
And that is a decision on theirs, just like it was with that.
That's correct.
Well, the safety of the staff as well as the patrons and clients and paying customers is of utmost importance. And
that's right.
Erring on the side of caution, I think, is the way to go. And we do not know what the future holds for this. So any time you can minimize transmission, you should.
I don't believe there's one person in this room right now that is not erring on the side of caution with everything.
Yeah.
Well, I have plenty of time to clean out my garage now. So we're going to clean the city up. We're going to paint everything that's not moving too fast. And we're going to look good when we do get back open. So, and we are taking precautions for our employees. Spacing them.
Are we going to close to the public? I truly feel like that would be a good step in the right direction.
Yeah, I talked with them. They don't want to.
The employees do not want to close.
Not the ones I've talked to in the public. If they want to close, then we'll consider it. But all of them behind counters, behind shields, they're not there in front of someone. I won't leave it up to them. But I don't want to go that far because I think they're protected. But
we can always reassess it.
I'm sorry, I didn't interrupt. Go ahead.
But if the levels arise to that, we do have to take care of our employees.
And we will. And if they become very concerned about their health, we'll immediately deal with it. And that may be tomorrow, and I'm fine with it.
Right.
But at this point in time, I think we have the ability to separate them from the public. I don't know. To me, it just sends a message that we give it up and we're just shutting down. And I, maybe I shouldn't be that hard, but I don't want to give that image. I don't want to make decisions based on fear, hysteria, or the unknown. But I do want to. I do think what you're asking, Joan, is not out of it's not unreasonable.
I'm not sure that there's that many things that can't be handled by a website or a phone call. There may be a few things, but appointments could be made and precautions could be taken for to protect people.
Well, really, the only place we have a public is here in City Hall. And, you know, we've got the counter, plenty of space to put between those walking in. But I want our folks to know there is a safe place to go to get your questions answered, to get help. And I think the city needs to be that portal of knowledge for our community. Community development, we still have a lot of building, a lot of construction going on that may end, but they are behind the counter and separated. They can take as much distance as they want. I don't know how busy. Is anybody?
I'm concerned about the library and the senior center.
We are very busy. Construction is still going on. And frankly, we do not want to not be available to assist our builders to continue with their building. We did place a sign in front of our door asking people if it doesn't require them coming into the building to please contact us, and we gave them contact information. So we just really need to be available for the active ongoing construction that's occurring.
And you have the same physical plant where there's a large tower between you and...
Yes. And when people read the sign, they tend to then, they're like peeking their head in and they're standing away from the window. So we are practicing the 6 foot plus distance.
The library recommendation. Senior center doesn't afford that.
I don't know. I have mixed emotions on that. I mean, if everything is slowing down, I know there's some seniors that don't want to stay home. You know, they want something to do. They want to go somewhere. The library is an option for them. The senior center is an option for them. And I don't want to take that on the same way with the rec center, the gym. We're closing down the rec part of it, but the gym. If I didn't have somewhere to go exercise, my head would pop off. That's my stress relief. And there's a lot of people like that, and I think they're going to practice the safety measures asked of them, but I just don't want them not to have that option. They don't have to go if they feel they're infirmed or
sure.
There's a something there. But again, as the numbers and the statistics and the virus is more defined, it may be that we need to do it, but I don't feel that right now. But
we're not there yet.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't want to discount your concerns, John, because they are legitimate.
And I'm afraid that we don't do it, we do get there. So it's part of course.
I think we'll continue to talk about it. Let me do this. Let me talk with Carolyn Vines and just see what her folks are saying.
Right.
If they want her to stay open, and she wants to stay open because they want something to do, they want to play cards, they want to play dominoes with all that, I don't want to deny them because I think they'll take care of this as a protective system.
And those folks that go there and visit there, they know their limitations.
Yeah.
They know if they have COPD, if they're, you know, their immune right. system is.
Yeah. But we will take that under advisement, and we will be cognizant of what their concerns are. And what Carolyn's concerned.
Mayor, I did on the senior center. I did speak with Angie. Carolyn had went out of town with her daughter, had some surgery, but Angie had told me that a lot of the people had pulled back on their own because obviously they do a lot of card playing, dominoes, and things. So obviously they pulled back on their own. So even though we haven't closed, they are seeing that it's kind of dead in a sense right now. It's just not being used a lot.
Declining.
I'm slow. It's very slow. Same at the golf center, just things, you know, and talking to our golf center employee, you know, a lot of people have kind of pulled back. They're still using the driving range. We've put a thing on the door not to pull the flags out. So there's a lot of unique things to the facilities that are happening, but it seems to be happening on its own that the public has pulled back for now. We'll see what happens as we have this next weekend activity as the checkouts happen and what the locals need.
Yeah. But the outdoor activities, I would think we would want to keep them outdoors and moving around and not confined, unless they're self-contained or self-quarantined.
Of the other reasons. People are pulling the boats to the pumps, to the boat launches.
Yeah.
Some kind of normalcy. Because it's like you just mentioned, climbing the walls can tank.
Tennis center was full this morning. I do want to say something about the senior center. To many of those people, that's the only social interaction they have. They might not have family here that can lay eyes on them and make sure that they're okay. And as long as we are very, very cautious in whom we let in the door and take care of anyone who is on the borderline, I'm okay with it for now. But just like every single other thing, we need to monitor everything on at least a weekly basis.
And we have significantly upped our cleaning procedures, and our staff is doing a wonderful job of working hard overtime, knowing that they're really buying into, we want to make sure this place is clean and hopefully disease free. But we will, I promise you, we will continue to talk every day if you'd like.
Okay.
Mayor, one other thing, just if we can, for the discussion. So we have taken also additional steps with some of the things, but this morning we did put the barricades out. We are at double red flag. So from the beach accesses, police now with the beach ambassadors have the best ability to keep that from being a problem. And then moving forward, I think most of the rec center activities are kind of focused on outside. So there's going to be a lot of cleaning and painting. But I would say you just hit it as we close those bathrooms and things that are open to the public that we're not going to have open at the beach. So we're going to use all the additional manpower for the next 2 weeks to get a lot of things done that we've been behind on. So I had another thought, but I lost it. So.
Well, the child care program has been adapted to the Alabama Department of Public Health guidelines. And it was very limited who could be. It was all government employees, children, first responders, pharmacists, grocery stores, a very specific list of who we could let into a child care.
Okay.
That was a little upsetting to me because we had a lot of folks that was continuing to be able to work because our children were being taken care of, but we're going to abide by those guidelines. We started that today.
Okay.
So.
Oh, I did think of the other thing, and you may want to expand on it, but we have reached out to our elderly list that we've maintained, our more senior population. Fire Battalion Chief Kevin Lanford has touched base personally with everyone on our list, and no one needed assistance at this time, but they know that they can call him and or the mayor's office, so that's a big step we're able to do here in Orange Beach.
Yeah, Holly keeps saying Linda. Holly is going to continue to call on a daily basis just to check in, talk with them, and visit, especially if they're shutting. So,
thank you for doing that.
Yeah. Well, it's all of us doing that type of thing, so can't take any credit for that. So, all right, where are we at? You can go.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yeah.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. I'm sorry, Jerry, I keep forgetting you're over there on the screen. You got anything you want to add?
My only question was the daycare center you were doing, and so you explained that, and I didn't know the criteria about it. So I'm like you, we could have done it for everyone, but I will just stick with what it's like.
Thank you. Before we adjourn, does anybody have any questions in the audience? Anybody have anything y'all want to talk about? Nothing?
I would like to say, Glenda, if you're watching by any chance, we thank you for all you did. Happy retirement. I know that yesterday was your official last day. We're going to miss you, and we wish you good luck. And thank you for all that you've done for the council and mayor over the years.
Yeah, Glenda worked for me 12 years, so we all know she's a saint. And we will put a picture of her on the wall and knight her or sainthood her or something.
A super saint.
Yes. Her and my wife, I don't know how they did it, but they have. So. We love her, and she was really the face of customer service for many years. So. Along with everybody, it is, but she really worked hard from behind the mayor's desk. So thank you, Glenda. We're going to miss you. All right. And if there's nothing, y'all know Holly, right? Everybody knows Holly, my new interim secretary?
Yes.
Okay. I don't even know if secretary's politically correct anymore. I don't know what you think.
Administrative assistant.
That seems to me, it's more than that. More than that.
Right hand.
Yeah, so she's tired. So anyway, okay, if there's no questions, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Mayor, just one thing. Chris just reminded me, and he does want to make sure, if there is anyone that needs assistance in the next few weeks specifically, and you want to add, we have had contact today with Christian Service Center, and they are prepared for those that may have some needs, specifically with food issues and such. So,
Christian Life Church.
Just contact City Hall. We'll get them in touch with them.
Also, Christian Life Church has a food pantry.
Yes.
And Pastor Fred Frank said he would help any way we needed him to help, any way he could. So, and then we have a lot of
United Methodist too.
Ask where can we plug in at. So I really am appreciative of that a lot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've had restaurants reach out offering food to start cooking for people. Yeah. I know that the Florida Bama Church talked to Rip Long and them also. They have a food pantry and they're reaching out as well. So we have a lot of people helping. And I think anyone that has questions probably need to reach out to
Please.
You.
Please, yeah, if they would guide those to me, I'd be coordinating
so call
that.
City Hall, they'll guide you to Chris Litton, and we're organizing that from this level.
There are a lot of restaurants doing takeout, so look on Facebook or call. They're closed to the public, but they're doing wonderful things, delivery or pickup. So be sure and still support our local businesses that are still cooking and serving.
Now, on that note about the restaurants that are going to set up for drive-through that don't have drive-through right now, Landing, do they need to notify that? I've had a few ask me, how do they traverse through that? Do they need to call the building department? I'm sure they're going to do temporary tents. Portable tents. Was there any directive?
There's not. I mean, we would like to be aware that they're going to do that, but as far as requiring any type of permit, as long as their health department food permit covers that type of activity, which it should, because it's specific to where the food's being cooked.
That's right.
It shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
Great. So the other question is, and I've had this, is let's say a restaurant's doing takeout, they don't have drive-through. So people can come into the restaurant, they can wait on their food, maybe order and wait on it. Are they allowed to order a drink while they're there? They're waiting on it? What are the options?
The wording of the order was on-premise consumption.
No on-premise consumption.
No on-premise consumption.
And I don't know that you can even walk in the restaurant.
No, they're bringing it out.
Bring it to the door.
They're bringing it to the door. Say, I'm here, and they bring it out to the door.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's going to be to each facility as to how they operate. But I don't think consumption of food or beverage is allowed per the governor's order.
What I would like to do is look at the order and try to see specifically what it prohibits, and then allow everyone to do anything they want to do that's not prohibited.
Yeah, because you're not going to allow them to leave the premise with an alcoholic beverage.
Not
if you get in your vehicle, you've got an entrapment of open container.
Yeah,
it's close. ABC will.
ABC will, I would say.
As long as it's not open, and I think you have a limitation to a six-pack or 750-milliliter bottle that's not open. So I think that was the curbside that ABC did in preparation for the restaurants.
Yeah, I was thinking along the mixed drinks.
Yeah. But if you're at work, that's an entertainment district. So I don't think there's anything to prohibit them from bringing you a to-go cup and you stay at the wharf to consume.
Or Sandrock.
It just cannot be, or Sandrock, or Perdita Beach. You know.
Yeah.
But you just cannot leave with it.
Perfect. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was on a conference call a little while ago, and the lady that runs the Alabama Hotel Restaurant Association said that they had extensive face-to-face meetings with the
public health.
Public health, yes. That their website has lots of details. There's a lot of restaurant people on there too. I didn't really get into it. I'm not that restaurant person, so I've eaten. But they said this is what they got the interpretations and all that for it. So you might want to check that out.
And say that one more time.
Who is it?
Restaurant Association.
The Restaurant Association?
Alabama Restaurant and Hospitality Association.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
That's helpful to know right there.
Well, I just want to help them everywhere we can.
And I'm looking forward, like Herb says right there, to the Chamber of Commerce. Should have that information too for the businesses.
Yes, we have to.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you all for coming in.
Thank you.